This is VK6 Amateur Radio News for Sunday the 1st of August 2021. Happy birthday to the horses. Today is the Club Focus edition of News West, where clubs can promote themselves and what they are getting up to. And in the Club Focus series, I discuss the role of clubs in gathering and nurturing new amateurs. We have updates on Hamfest and Perth Tech, Roy's Amateur Radio Helpline, and more on News West. Some folks sit and ponder about the future of amateur radio. Do you? Welcome to Club Focus, and today I'll talk about the role that clubs play in recruiting and nurturing new amateurs. Recruiting isn't exactly the right word, but you know what I mean. I wonder if anyone has done the research to determine what drives people to enter the hobby of amateur radio. Reading through some stuff served up to me by Professor Google, I can see there are many views on the subject, with lots of theories, but I haven't yet seen actual data. Maybe it's there, but I haven't seen it. There's lots of speculation about why people do, or indeed should, take an interest in amateur radio. I suspect some of those were written with a degree of bias towards the author's sphere of interest. Now, looking at how we might interest more people in the hobby, there again, we have loads of opinion, with not much in the way of proven results. A popular opinion, one that's often heard in amateur radio circles, is that we should target kids, you know, school kids, scouts, girl guides, and so on. That thinking is, I suspect, based on a rent-a-crowd principle, and these kids are already gathered in groups and are easier to target. My personal experience is that the vast majority of children who get an amateur radio license don't keep up with the hobby for any significant time. Some may return later, and that's good. The best we can hope for in exposing children to amateur radio is to give them an experience and some knowledge, with the understanding that only a few will stay in or return to the amateur radio hobby. And that's fine, just as long as our expectations don't exceed the reality. Kids are a long-term strategy, and we shouldn't fail to give them the experience, but perhaps they don't need to get a license at that stage. If we want short-term growth, our energy ought to be directed towards adults. So how do we do that? These days, amateur radio isn't in your face as it was in earlier years. We used to feature regularly in newspapers, both in news items and regular columns. That doesn't happen anymore. It hasn't happened for a long time. Unless one of us does a swallow dive off our mast, then we'll make the news. In order for people to find out about amateur radio, we must be visible. And here, I'm aiming at clubs. While we hide away in our shacks and club rooms, nobody finds us. However, long before we charge off into the community, let's plan how we might make the hobby look attractive. Knobs and dials, static crashes, and gee, you should have heard it yesterday, don't really cut it. A good attractant to anything is the what's in it for me approach. If we're going to put amateur radio on display, we should be able to demonstrate what amateur radio has to offer. It's so much more than speaking into a microphone and hoping that somebody will respond. Clubs play an important role in promoting, even showing off the hobby of amateur radio. What we must do first, though, is to work out exactly how we'll do it and how to reach the target group. And finally, where amateur radio clubs set out to bring new people into the hobby, they must be ready to nurture the newcomers to set them on a good start into the hobby. I'm Bob VK, 6POP.
Perth Tech is on Saturday, the 23rd of October. We'll have a lineup of speakers on various topics on Saturday, so it's something you won't want to miss. If you thought a Saturday deal was enough to keep you going, there are other optional aspects to the weekend to both expand and improve your amateur radio experience of the weekend. We were granted permission to park caravans and campers on site, which frees you up to not having to drive home at night after the sundowner and to not have to get out of bed so early on Saturday morning to make it to the venue for the 8:30 start. Caravan parking will cost $12 per van per night, and that's a pass-on cost to the site managers. Caravanners will self-cater apart from Saturday's lunch and sundowner. There's a couple of great takeaway food places a few minutes away. On Friday evening, there'll be some sort of activity that's amateur radio flavoured. It's a mystery activity, mostly because we haven't worked out yet what it'll look like, but it could be anything from bring your toys and play with them to let's do something a bit more organised. Let's see how that evolves. There won't be any cost involved. Perth Tech is open to anyone to attend. However, there's no free entry. The $20 registration fee pays for your lunch, morning tea, etc., and prior registration is required. The sundowner is $15. Food will be barbecue-ish or pizza-ish or both-ish. We're still deciding. The bar will be open for cash sales. Registrations are online. At the time of registering, you can choose how many nights you'll be parking your caravan, how many people you'll be registering for. Perth Tech and the Sundowner and payment is by credit card or debit card or PayPal. No actual tickets are issued. Rather, you'll receive a receipt by email listing what you paid for. Bring that with you. We'll be at Hamfest to answer any questions about Perth Tech.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the BK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from BK6 ARN.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's August Bulletin to go to air. And don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the REOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on Tuesday, August the 10th, starting at around midday, and the popular buffet is back on the menu once again. This month we have for you a special item by Ian, VK3JS, in Club News, recognising Barry, VK3SY, who, along with Bill Roper, VK3BR, was also an OAM recipient in the recent Queen's Birthday Awards and Honours List. An item from Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, RAOTC Committee Member and WIA Secretary, with an update on the WIA discussions with the ACMA. This is followed by two short items read by Ian, VK3JS, the first on earthquake detection, and the second on GoGo Gadget CubeSat. Then finally, Bruce, VK3UV, tells us about solar flares, including an event on the 3rd of July this year, which briefly obliterated HF communications. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of modes, frequencies and times, all of which can be found on the REOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google REOTC Broadcasts. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 9 a.m, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR Network Talk Group 5. Google vkdmr.com for more information on this system. Also at 9 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m. there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris, VK6JI. On Wednesday, the 4th of August, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. Additionally, next Sunday, August the 8th, repeats of the REOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the REOTC website. But if you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated. So, once again, tune in tomorrow for the July REOTC Bulletin, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Here we go again, pushing a contest when it's not even the contesting edition of News West. What's going on? What's going on is the Remembrance Day contest, which is only 2 weeks away. Yes, 2 weeks. Have you made any plans to tackle this iconic Aussie contest? Have you done it before? There are some decisions you need to make now, not the least of which is whether or not you're going to participate. Then you have to decide if you're going to do it at home or set up as a portable station. That's entirely a matter of choice. It's not a contest aimed at portable operations. At 2 weeks out, it's time to make sure your equipment is in good order, coaxes and connections checked, antennas in good condition. And are your radios, antenna tuning units, and the other bits and pieces ready to do some work? If planning to work portable, have you chosen the location for your station? Will you be working as a single operator or a multi-operator station? Did you know that the RD contest has a teams option? With teams, any three stations in the contest can work independently for their own score and place in the contest, as well as their score being combined towards the team section of the contest. Teams must be nominated before the contest begins. See the WIA website, wia.org.au, for a full description of the Remembrance Day contest on the 14th and 15th of August.
The committee and members of the NCOG would like to let you know Hamfest has been planned for Sunday the 29th of August this year. As usual, it will be at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre in Ashfield, opening 9 a.m. for buyers, with sellers being admitted from 7:30 a.m. Entry will be $5 for all on the day, and we'll be playing it COVID safe, so please be prepared to register or scan before entering the venue. For up-to-date information on Hamfest, check the NCRG website at ncrg.info. Are you excited yet? Well, what about this? As of Saturday the 3rd of July, ticket sales for the Hamfest raffle are now available online, and tickets will also be available for purchasing on the day. So, what's in the prize pool? First prize is an ICOM IC7300 HF-SDR. Second prize is an ICOM IC2730 2m and 70cm radio. And finally, third prize is a Comet GP15 vertical antenna covering 6m, 2 and 70. Some quick important disclosure information. This is a WA-only raffle. WA permit LS216941921. You must be over 18 to enter. Tickets are on sale from the 3rd of July 2021. Ticket cost is $5 per entry, and the raffle will be drawn at the NCRG Hamfest 29th of August 2021 at 12 noon. Tickets can be purchased on the day until 11 a.m. Cash ticket sales require email details for ticket receipt. See the NCRG website for the link to online sales. You'll find it under the menu item for Hamfest 29th August 2021. On behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, I'm Glyn, VK6, PAW.
The Perth Tech Raffle is a fundraiser by the WA Amateur Radio News. This raffle raises the funds to make Perth Tech possible. Tickets are on sale now and will be on sale right through to the morning of Perth Tech, October 23rd. Tickets are $5 each. The raffle draw is on Saturday, 23rd of October 2021, 1 p.m. at Perth Tech. We have some fabulous prizes in this year's raffle. The first prize is an ICOM 705 portable SDR radio and backpack with a value of $2,000. Second prize is an MFJ antenna analyzer valued at $595. And third prize is a Comet GP15 tri-band vertical antenna value $300. Tickets are $5 each. Head on over to our website, vk6.net/raffle, where you'll find raffle information and a link to the site where you can buy tickets. WA Amateur Radio News will be at Hamfest to promote Perth Tech and the raffle. In deference to the Hamfest, we won't be selling our raffle tickets at Hamfest. Good luck in the raffle. Someone's got to win it.
WA Amateur Radio News is the club that produces News West every week and also stages Perth Tech. We're always on the lookout for people to join our production team to write and record items and perhaps even share the production process. The beauty of our production team roles is that you don't have to go anywhere to make it happen. News items can be written and recorded on a home computer. You can even make decent recordings on a smartphone. You might be taken aback at hearing your own voice on a recording, but you will get over it. If you're unsure about how to make a good recording, just ask us, and you can be shown a few tricks and techniques. It's not rocket science. We're really wanting people who can write news, magazine, and opinion pieces, whether or not you want to record them. A voice could always be found to record it for you. If you're interested in joining the News West production team, send an email to newswest@vk6.net. Or you can simply join as an ordinary member or even take on a committee role. The workload is pretty low. And finally, soon we'll be looking for people to put up their hand to help with a few of the tasks at Perth Tech. More on that a bit later. Anyone interested in becoming a member should give us a shout to secretary@vk6.net.
The VHF Group holds its monthly meeting on the fourth Monday of the month at Wireless Hill. Meet 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Activity days are held on the first and third Saturdays of the month, also at Wireless Hill, and starting about 12 p.m. Everyone is welcome. The group recently participated in the operation of the VK100AF callsign and chalked up 122 contacts over 3 days in early July. Special thanks to Reg VK6BQQ and Ono VK6FLAB for their generous support of the event. Also to Rob, one of our club members who organised the event. The club is looking at another special event in the new year. Recent activity has seen two 20-foot containers holding equipment from the VHF Group and the former Wireless Hill Museum rationalised and collapsed into a single container. Equipment with no technical worth has been scrapped, while items of historical significance and technical merit have been recovered and are either being stored or redistributed to worthy causes. The activity has seen a strong liaison between the volunteers at the Perth Observatory and the VHF Group. The single container will be relocated. Special thanks to the committee and members at the NCRG. I'm looking forward to some container tour sales in the future. 73s from VK6LV on behalf of the WA VHF Group.
Once a month, the News West team looks at contesting. Next week is that time of the month. We'll devote as much of the program as we can to contesting, what's coming up and what's just happened. And that's where you come in. There's the RD contest in a couple of weeks and the Lighthouse and Lightship weekend, then Alara after that. It's a busy time for contests. Have you done contests before? Did you know that other amateurs are interested in what you did, what you're planning to do, hints and tips, whatever? All you need to do is put pen to paper, fingers to the keyboard, nose to the grindstone, and mix your metaphors to turn out your story about contesting. The News West team are happy to assist or advise you in preparing your item for the news. Simply send an email to newswest@vk6.net and one of the team will help you out. The deadline for articles is noon Friday, and we thank you in advance for your contributions.
And here's one for the Slow Scan TV fans. It's on again. Russian cosmonauts on the International Space Station are planning to transmit Slow Scan TV images on 145.8 MHz FM using the Slow Scan TV mode PD-120. The transmissions are part of the Moscow Aviation Institute Slow Scan TV experiment and will be made from the amateur radio station RS0ISS in the Russian ISS service module, using a Kenwood TMD-710 transceiver. The transmission schedule is August the 6th, that's Friday, from 10:50 hours until 19:10, and that's UTC, of course, and again on August the 7th from 09:50 until 15:55 UTC. And those dates and times could be subject to change according to whatever's happening up there. The signal should be receivable on a handheld with a quarter wave whip. If your rig has selectable FM filters, try the wider filter for the 25 kHz channel spacing. For further information on how to receive slow scan TV from the International Space Station, and very importantly, to find out when the International Space Station will be visible in Perth or wherever you are, head on over to the amsat.org website, amsat, amsat.org, and the amsat-uk.org websites. And there you'll find everything you wanted to know, but were afraid to ask.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Good morning to all amateur radio operators and shortwave listeners. It's the 1st of August. Happy birthday to all the horses. And today we have We have today a wanted. We're looking for a Turbo Tuner 2 to suit an ICOM radio. That's a Turbo Tuner 2 to suit an ICOM radio. It's a screwdriver type antenna controller, if you're wanting to know what that's all about. It's a screwdriver type antenna controller. If you can help Mark, or can tell him where to get one, or if you have one to surface to your requirement, please contact Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, on 0408-688-903, 0408-688-903, or email to VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha at iinet.net.au. Again, Victor Kilo 6 Bravo Sierra Alpha at iinet.net.au. That's for a turbo tube tuner, screwdriver antenna controller. That's about all I have for you today. That's the only one. If you have any items for next week, please don't hesitate to contact me. The email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Again, it's victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I'll be happy to help you whichever way I can. Thank you once again. 7-3 for now.
News West is delivered direct into your ears every Sunday via broadcast on a wide range of frequencies and at a variety of times. If you're unable to listen to the broadcast, you can download the audio or look for us on podcast. Visit vk6.net to find out how. Now, thanks to the team this week, Mike, Jeff and Roy, and thank goodness Andrew's back sweeping in the cutting room floor and pouring the wine. Thanks to the broadcasters and the callback collectors, and of course, the listeners, without whom we'd be wasting our time. Next week we'll be giving contesting a bit of a hard push because there's a busy time in contesting coming right up. Meanwhile, do your best to keep dry and warm, and a good way to do this is to take your favourite beverage into your shack, then get on air and make some noise.